Welcome back to another episode of Eye on Digital Marketing. I am your host, Chuck Forbes. Don't forget, you can follow us on social media, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, at More Visibility, one word. Also, you can go to our website, morevisibility.com, and sign up for our newsletter. And you'll get a lot of great tips from a lot of our industry professionals, including our guest today, Andy Wetzler. Andy, how are you?
I'm well, thanks, Chuck. How are you?
Great. Andy, you're the president and co-founder of More Visibility, and back in 1999, when you first started this agency, did you ever think you would have a crazy year like we just saw in 2020?
Well, I would say I didn't recognize we were going to have a crazy year for More Visibility or for life in general. Yeah. I will suggest to you, though, that I sat at lunch in February of last year, beautiful outside lunch here in Boca Raton, with a gentleman who I know in town who is sort of maybe more forward-thinking on a political and world events basis than I was. And we sat there and he goes to me, "I'm incredibly concerned about what's going to happen to our country over the next little while here." Yeah. And I sort of like, okay, whatever, you know, whatever sure, you sure. say. And then kaboom.
Yep.
So here we are.
Here we are in 2021. 2020 was absolutely a roller coaster ride. And Andy, what we want to talk about today is really the pivot that we've seen and our agency personally has had to do and adjust to, and you're on the front lines of that every day, whether it's talking to our current clients or helping acquiring new business. So first and foremost, 2020, with everything that happened politically, with the world in general, with the pandemic, how did that day-to-day reach out change? How did your approach change? What did you see, and what did you have to do a little bit differently to kind of keep up and keep business moving?
Sure. Well, you know, to the point of a moment ago, you know, things started out pretty normal. Both January and February, I was traveling like I normally would, you know, yeah. basically, you know, from coast to coast, visiting with clients and some folks that were looking to do work with us. Had plans to be speaking at an industry trade show, a concrete industry trade show in March in Vegas to a big audience,
yeah.
and the whole thing got canceled. And that's yeah. sort of when I knew that it was time to, you know, figure out a new way to get things done.
Right.
I would say that right after, you know, early March, when it became evident that the world had, you know, hit a brick wall, if you will, we saw a little bit of a quiet period there for, you know, I think a couple of weeks where businesses were just trying to figure out what the heck's going on and how do we, you know, survive and how do we make 2020 a viable, profitable year for our company. So
yeah.
once the shock kind of wore off a bit, what we saw was sort of an urgency on the part of companies to tackle some digital initiatives that they were in the, you know, on the back burner, that they yeah. didn't get the budget for, that, you know, had other competing priorities. All of a sudden, the website, social channels, things that clients or companies rather, you know that they ought to do, they put aside the time, money, and effort to actually tackle,
yeah.
which was great for us.
Yeah, because I imagine they, like you said, kind of had this pause, which we all remember very well, you know, February, and then kind of March hit, April started to roll around, and everyone's kind of hitting the gas pedal because they realize, well, people are now, most for the most part, at home, working at home. Everybody's on their websites doing, I think, different things in a higher capacity. So that was great for our industry and our business in general. So kind of had that lull period you talked about, then pedal to the metal. During that period, what did you see really work well versus maybe what didn't? Can you give the audience some tips who are out there trying to prospect and trying to keep up? What did you see that really worked well?
You know, just on a sort of fundamental basis, we saw companies having to rethink what they were doing online. We had companies that had business models that all of a sudden were no longer viable simply because of the pandemic and because of people at home. For instance, we have a client that we work with that does a lot of work with elementary schools and preschools all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's hard to envision preschools ordering supplies for the school when there's no kids in the school. So,
right.
you know, so that's, but nonetheless, the kids were still somewhere and needed supplies. So there was a huge shift in direction that needed to occur
yeah.
to sort of follow where the market was, if you will, for that organization. We saw a lot of companies just early on having to change ad copy, having to, you know, just reshuffle their marketing mix and their deck of what they were doing. So trade shows for most companies are a big budget line item in the sales and marketing group. And that, you know, all that money now is sitting on the table and either you let it roll over to next year or you use it to do other things to try to drive new business and revenue. And I think that's what we saw a lot of clients doing.
Yep. Thought leadership is a huge key factor for us here at More Visibility. And Andy, seeing the things that you post on social media, and if you don't follow Andy, you definitely should. You create and post a lot of thought leadership. Is that anywhere? Is it more important now to keep doing that? Less important? Do you feel it's the same? You've kind of been in this frequent cadence of doing it often. But would your advice be to people who haven't maybe taken the time to do as much thought leadership? Maybe now it's even more important to stress the importance of these things you're talking about?
On a top level, I say yes for sure, because the more thought leadership that you or a company can put out there, I think that instills confidence in folks that are comparing you to other organizations that they may want to do business with. But in addition to that, I just think there's certain things that are really important at this stage in order to give yourself the best shot of having, you know, a fantastic 2021. Yeah. And just, you know, on a macro level, I would encourage marketers and business owners to really take a step back and try to figure out, where are your prospects spending their time? What are they doing? If you can understand where they are, then you can go after them. If you don't, then you're sort of shooting in the dark. So, you know, on a B2B level, you want to really be studying LinkedIn and look how your competitors are presenting themselves there. So Chuck, to your point, what I personally try to do is put stuff out on LinkedIn that speaks to the work our agency's doing, the challenges that we're seeing in the marketplace, and best practices that we think are, you know, mission critical. On a consumer basis, or just in general, you should be looking at how your competitors are positioning themselves in search, in social media, and all the different channels, and figure out where they're spending time, and more importantly, where they're seeing engagement. Because engagement's the whole key, right? There's so much noise on the internet today, be it social or in search, that you need to sort of be able to wiggle your way into where your people are spending their time and spoon feed them content, knowledge, expertise, where their already, you know, eyeballs are.
That makes a lot of sense. One of the notes that you have here when we were talking about, you know, the topic for this podcast today was direct mail. And I know for some of my clients, it's worked well in the past where we've sent, you know, handwritten letters, this and that. I think being in our industry and having that contrast of everything's digital all the time and then receiving something that's handwritten, I would say a little bit more old school, if you will, in quotations, really, really worked well. What's your take on that? Because I know that one of your points was, hey, inboxes are completely full. Everyone's online right now. What's your take on kind of doing something more direct and more actually original?
Well, a couple things. The challenge today, so we have to break direct mail into B2B and B2C. The challenge with B2B direct mail today is, quite frankly, nobody's in the office. So it's hard to send out an information package or anything else that you would typically send. And to your point, Chuck, for many, many years, anytime we've sent out a proposal to somebody we're looking to do work with,
yeah,
or who's looking to do work with us rather, or both, I write them a handwritten note. Mm-hmm. And that's just me. That's just, to me, it's a personalization. I take this whole thing very seriously. You know, I try to represent the company in the right light and show folks that we're looking to do work with, you know, that I'm engaged, that I'm available anytime you need me, and that, you know, we have, you know, a wonderful team that is going to help. But direct mail today, if you're able to get to people, particularly at their home mailbox, there's less competition in the mailbox today than there is in the inbox, 1,000 times over. I recently signed up for the Postal Service's informed delivery. Are you familiar with that?
No, I'm not. What is
that? Informed delivery is a thing where you get an email every morning of the mail that's coming to you with a scanned picture of the mail.
Really?
So not only if you're doing direct mail to people, there's a subset of the world that's doing informed delivery today. Not only are they actually seeing the physical piece in their mailbox, but they're also seeing a digital version of it in their inbox. So that's sort of a, you know, a little hybrid version there. But we're seeing clients that are trying direct mail today having some success if, and this is a big if, the list is super targeted and you have an offer that is in, you know, in sync with what those people might be interested in.
Interesting. Informed delivery. And you can sign up for that just
USPS.com or org or whatever it is.
Very cool.
Or gov, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so let's take a look now. We're almost here at the end of January in 2021. What is the outlook for this year based on everything that you've seen, conversations you've had, things that you've tried that have worked well, maybe not worked well, pivots that we've made? What's this outlook for 2021? And can you speak a little bit about in-person meetings? Like, that's a huge thing for us. And my clients, for example, it's been over a year almost now since I've been able to travel and see them. That's a huge part of our business. And yes, we do video calls every day, face-to-face, if you will, over digital. But what's your take? Will that come back? And how important is that?
Well, just sort of taking one step back, I would say, you know, from a more visibility perspective, we had a very, very strong 2020, and we're rocking and rolling into 2021. So we have very high expectations for the company itself in terms of growth and ability to help clients in the new year. Mm-hmm. To your question, I think that everything I can tell from talking to folks and reading is that until the vaccine is widely disseminated, mm-hmm. companies are not going to let their people go to trade shows, get on a plane, face-to-face, et cetera. So realistically, we're talking the third and fourth quarters of 2021. Right. And I think that you'll see business in person starting to pick up at that time. I can't wait to get on a plane again. I'm dying.
Yeah.
So it's time to get that going again and be in front of people and build relationships and hear them and tour factories and do all the things that are part of, you know, our day-to-day that we have been unable to do. But to your point, I think that we've been, you know, extremely effective at pivoting, for lack of a better word, to a more digital Zoom-related way of communicating with our clients. That said, let me just share one thing that has been said to me a couple times recently. Mm-hmm. I've done a couple calls lately where they've just been phone calls.
Yeah.
And maybe it's my old school view of things, and I love doing Zooms because I think it brings a perspective that you can't get through a phone call. But I've had a couple people say to me lately how appreciative they were that I was comfortable just doing a regular phone call and not having to do the whole Zoom production.
Yeah.
Because people, particularly who are still working from home, mm-hmm. you know, there's some degree of I got to set things up, I got to get organized for a Zoom that maybe is not necessary all the time when a phone call can do the trick. So my words of wisdom on that specific point are Zooms are great, but don't be afraid just to pick up the phone and have a phone call, and doesn't have to be the pomp and circumstance of a Zoom.
You can keep it simple and have success.
Keep it simple.
Yeah. What about Google's privacy rules? That's another bullet point that you have labeled here. What is that outlook in 2021 like? Any changes we should be ready for there?
Google has laid it out in 2020 that they are going to continue to make it more difficult to identify people who are clicking on an ad or making it to your website. There are all sorts of new protections that are being put in place to protect that data. Some, you know, has more ability to harm digital marketers than others in terms of access to information. Through automation and through AI and through some other things that Google has coming down the pike, they're trying to circumvent that in a way to help marketers gain as much insight and data into their target audience and to the people that they're interacting with as possible. But things are getting tighter, not looser, and that's across the world, not just here in the US.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very interesting time. Definitely have to keep your eyes on all of these, you know, rules, regulations, and changes. In fact, the episode before this, if you're on our website listening to the podcast and we had Matt Crowley on, he was talking about all of the changes Google makes and really the vast amount of changes that are made every year that I don't even think people recognize. So another great thing of having an agency like More Visibility in your back pocket or having a program or a partnership with them is you have these experts that are watching this on a daily basis and can kind of inform you. So Andy, this is all great information here to kind of wrap up and summarize 2020 and into 2021 here now and what we're seeing. Any final tips for our digital marketing community here that's out prospecting today, acquiring new business, and really, like you said, we're doing here, keeping that ball and that momentum rolling?
I guess, first of all, I would say the harder you work, the luckier you get. And secondly, I would share that it's really, really vital to be able to separate yourself from other salespeople at competing companies that are trying to go after the same business that you are. And one of the easiest ways to do that is simply to follow through on whatever you promise the person that you're talking to. If you tell them you're going to have the proposal letter to them by noon tomorrow, make sure it's there by noon tomorrow. If you, you know, lack of communication is a big area of concern for anybody that's moving into a new relationship with a new vendor, whether it's a software as a service company or an agency such as ours. You got to follow through on what you say. Mm-hmm. And there's too many people today that still don't do that, that there's just dropped balls there and missed opportunities. So yeah. We're real focused on staying tight, staying organized, keeping a smile on everybody's face in uniquely challenging times, and plugging forward, because we're, you know, super confident that the digital marketing solutions and expertise that we're able to share are valuable and on the money and will help a client become more profitable.
One of my favorite quotes, the harder you work, the luckier you get. I think that's a perfect way to end the podcast today. Andy, thanks so much for stopping by.
Chuck, thanks for having me.
You got it.
Take care.